Tonight on cable TV, HBO begins sequential weekly reruns of its hot new series, The Sopranos. TV critic David Bianculli says it's the biggest TV event of the week, and the regular broadcast networks ought to be very worried about that.
HBO executives must be loving the irony of all this, just as their counterparts at CBS, NBC, ABC, and the other broadcast networks must be hating it. For the 1998-99 TV season that ended last month, the best new drama series, and the one that generated the most buzz from viewers in the media, didn't belong to one of the big broadcast networks. It wasn't L.A. Docs on CBS, or Wind on Water on NBC, or even Cupid on ABC. No, it was The Sopranos, an HBO drama series, which also was very funny, starring James Gandolfini as a New Jersey mob boss. When the show premiered in January, it got rave reviews from critics and was an instant hit, in HBO terms anyway. And like the show itself, the buzz about The Sopranos just got better and better. But it wasn't enough for HBO to beat the networks at their own game and turn out the best new drama series of the season during the season. Now that it's summer and the broadcast networks are asleep, HBO is even turning out better reruns. Viewers who came late to The Sopranos, or who only now are ready to hop aboard the bandwagon, can start watching this week and enjoy the whole thing from the beginning. Meanwhile, fans who devoured the series from the start can enjoy a second helping. Either way, this second run of The Sopranos is the TV event of the week, the month, maybe even the summer. Gandolfini is terrific as Tony Soprano, a mobster so conflicted, at work and at home, that he has a series of anxiety attacks and sees a therapist. She's played by Lorraine Bracco, who's also terrific. And the large cast of The Sopranos provides one treat after another, with the biggest treat of all being Nancy Marchand, formerly Mrs. Pinchon on Lou Grant, as Tony's mean-spirited mother, Livia. Here's the scene in which we first meet Livia, when her devoted son stops by, bearing gifts.
What's that?
CD player.
For who? For me?
Yeah.
I don't want it.
You don't want it? You love music, all the old stuff's being reissued on CD, all your old favorites, Pajama Game, Connie Francis. Here. Come on. Come on, move around a little bit. It's good for you. Come on.
Come on.
Mind, you need something to occupy your mind. When Dad died, you're gonna do all kinds of things.
Oh, he was a saint.
Yeah, I know he was. But he's gone. You're gonna travel, you're gonna get a volunteer job, you've done nothing.
Stop telling me how to live my life. You just shut up.
I just worry about you.
And don't start with that nursing home business again.
It's not a nursing home. How many times do I gotta say this? It's a retirement community. You're an active senior your own age. You go places, you do things.
Oh, I've seen these women in these nursing homes. In these wheelchairs, battling like idiots. Here, eat your eggplant.
I told you, I already ate lunch.
No new network drama series last season even came close to what producer David Chase and company accomplished on The Sopranos. And that's the real point. When cable TV began, the broadcast networks had a monopoly on quality TV movies, miniseries, dramas, and comedies. Cable had uncensored stand-up comedy and uncut and uninterrupted movies, but that was about it. Then came Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater on Showtime, which also picked up episodes of The Paper Chase after CBS and PBS dropped it. Eventually, movies and miniseries made by cable became more ambitious and serious than those on broadcast TV. Recently, HBO gave us From the Earth to the Moon and Citizen X, and, in comedy, The Larry Sanders Show, one of the most brilliant sitcoms of the 90s. And now, with The Sopranos, and with Tom Fontana's prison drama Oz, they've done drama as well. And not just as well, they've done it better. Yes, it's a different economic structure and delivery system, but viewers don't care about that. All we care about is what we see on the small screen. And from our perspective, The Sopranos looks a lot more impressive than Providence or Martial Law.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.